My respects, my lord.
Oh, Thomas, I thought you were still asleep.
I've already been for a short gallop to Richmond and back, my lord. There is a divine nip in the air.
Oh, to think you actually like the cold. Rub harder, pig.
Yes, sire.
Throw a log on the fire and get out. Come back and dress me later.
My prince, I shall dress you myself.
Oh, nobody rubs me down the way you do, Thomas. What would I do without you? You're a nobleman. Why do you play at being my valet? If I asked my barons to do this, they'd start a civil war.
Oh, they'll come round to it in time when kings have learned to play their role. I am your servant, my prince, that's all. Helping you to govern or helping you get warm again is part of the same thing to me. I like helping you.
My little Saxon. You know, at the beginning, when I told them I was taking you into my service, do you know what they all said?
Mm.
They said you'd seize the chance to knife me in the back one day.
Ah, did you believe them, my prince?
No, I was a bit scared at first. You know how I scare easily. But you look so well brought up beside those brutes. However did you come to speak French without the trace of an English accent?
My parents were able to keep your lands by agreeing to collaborate, as they say, with the king, your father. They sent me to France as a boy to acquire a good French accent.
To France, not to Normandy?
That was their one patriotic conceit. They loathed the Norman accent.
Only the accent?
My father was a very...